This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hunter Biden is guilty of lots of crimes, folks. But he wants the world to know he's a Biden. That means he can get away with the stuff that you can't get away with. And let me tell you, Hunter Biden's got some skeletons. He's got things that have woken the black community, the Me Too movement. All kinds of people are now taking note and saying, wait a minute, something's wrong here. Kevin Jackson, who are you listening to? Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hunter Biden had I wouldn't tell you he had the male genitalia. He showed up to Congress because he's got his daddy backing him. He's got a media that doesn't want to report, you know, put him on Front Street. And you should have heard the Democrats. Leave him alone. He's here. Leave him alone. Raskins. It was so funny to watch. What a spectacle. Thank you guys for being around, for hanging out with me today. Man, what a spectacle this was, honestly, to watch Hunter Biden, who knows that he should be in jail. People were, here's what was trending, arrest him. Yesterday it was trending, arrest him. Because that's what should have happened. But nobody did anything. They should have had the sergeant at arms when he walked in, arrest him on the spot. Then we would have known we have a justice system. But we don't have a justice system. We have a two-tiered injustice system that says Hunter can get away with whatever he wants. He comes in there like he's the man. Shoot. He's strutting in there. Yeah, what y'all gonna do? I got protection. And he lived as they were extolling his virtues. And I want you to understand, this is the man that Joe Biden said is the best guy he knows.
He's the best man I know.
The guy who is, do I really need to go into what Hunter's done? My audience, you're astute. You've been paying attention. You know this guy's not a good guy. Look, here's what I would say to Hunter Biden. I'm going to say about Hunter Biden what I tell my kids. When they do bad things. I go, you're not a bad person, but you did a bad thing. But here's what, when my son makes his list, and he made it, and I ask him, the top two things on your list, when you're going to make a list are, you ready? Attitude and accountability. See, those are the two things you need if you're going to apologize, fall on the sword. No matter what you're doing in life, you need attitude, a good one. Not a bad one. Approach things with the attitude of, I want to solve problems. I want to get help. In other words, when he was dealing with issues, I said, these are your top two things, attitude and accountability. You can deal with issues and be like, and all sullen. Or you can deal with issues and say, you know what? I'm going to get this fixed. I'm going to do it. I'm going to chip in. I'm going to figure it out. And the next one is be accountable. Because here's the deal. You're still going to make mistakes. You're human. But see, Hunter Biden has neither of those. He's got an attitude, an air of superiority. I'm protected. I can do whatever I want. They can't get me. Now, I will say this. He knows he's doing wrong. You want to know how I know? He had burner phones. He doesn't use his daddy's name. He calls him the big guy. You know, he uses euphemisms for talking about who's really getting the money. And as everybody knows, the way we found out about Hunter and all the things that's going on with him and the Biden family is not some right-wing conspiracy. We didn't get it at WikiLeaks. We got it directly from Hunter Biden, from his laptop, from phone conversations he's had. My dad, he's talking to the New York Times. He told him, don't talk to the New York Times. My partner is doing this, and I'm partnered with the Chinese spy, biggest spy in the world, the Chinese. And he's been, you know, my partner, they don't even know where to find him. He's the richest guy in China. I got all the Hunter's things. You guys have heard us play these clips. Hunter Biden is a crook, and they're protecting him. Nancy Mace lit into him. Let's play that clip, because I'm only going to cover this for a couple of segments, and we're going to go back to some other stuff. But here's Nancy Mace laying into Hunter Biden. And this is after the Democrats said, oh, he's a great guy. Hunter's done nothing wrong, man. Here's Nancy Mace.
Do any other members wish to be heard? Chair recognizes Ms. Mace from South Carolina.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Chairman Comer. First of all, my first question is, who bribed Hunter Biden to be here today? That's my first question. Second question, you are the epitome of white privilege, coming into the Oversight Committee, spitting in our face, ignoring a congressional subpoena to be deposed. What are you afraid of? You have no balls to come up here and...
Mr. Chairman, point of inquiry.
Mr. Chairman,
if the gentlelady wants to hear from Hunter Biden, we can hear from him right now, Mr. Chairman. Let's take a vote and hear from Hunter Biden. What are you afraid of?
Hold on. Order.
Are women allowed to speak in here or no? Are women allowed to speak in here or no? You keep interrupting me.
I'll interrupt the chairman. I don't know that he's a lady.
I think that that Hunter Biden should be arrested right here, right now, and go straight to jail. Our nation is founded on the rule of law.
Come on.
And the premise that the law applies equally to everyone, no matter what your last...
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
See, I personally like... I like it when these people go at each other. I don't want... I get it. This is a time for decorum. But when Hunter Biden comes in, and she's exactly right. This is Congresswoman Nancy Mace. And she's saying, he's spit in our face. He comes in when we're about to hold him in contempt. You know, we're about to vote on it. And he spits in our face. And when we come back, I'm going to play a clip from Byron Donalds. But she's exactly right. And she's outraged. And she should be, because you know why? She's outraged on behalf of the people that she represents. We're outraged. How dare you, Hunter Biden? How dare you, Democrats in Congress? See, this is my thing about politics. I don't care about your R or your D. Are you right or are you wrong? Democrats don't care that Hunter's wrong. They don't care that he's guilty. They don't care anything about what he's done, the crimes he's committed, how it relates to his family. They want to win at all costs. See, I wouldn't let a scoundrel do what Hunter's done. We, as conservatives, wouldn't. Democrats would. And that's why I tell you, they should be disqualified from holding public office. Look at how they behave. And just for the record, if a Republican behaves that way, I don't want them holding public office either. We come back, we'll talk more about this.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Excuse me, Hunter. Apparently, you're afraid of my word.
Whoa!
That was Hunter Biden. As soon as they said it was time for Marjorie Taylor Greene to question him, he gets up and he walks right out, man. Like, well, I'm not doing this. And again, all theater. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. You want to know why Donald Trump is popular? He'll face the music. You want to know why people resonate with him and his family? Because they don't run. They're willing to face the questioning, face the music, even when they know it's nothing but kabuki theater. It's a kangaroo court with them. Hunter Biden doesn't have the guts. He comes there, he wants to do this whole theater act because my daddy's president. How long do you think that's going to last? When is the public going to finally revolt? See, Congress is still running a little protection racket around him. But other people aren't. Media's not taking it too well either. They understand what this was about. Hey, I'm glad you guys are with me. I want to play one other clip. It was funny because Hunter leaves. And then some guy, I don't know if it was a legit reporter, but it looked like a guy who, he looked like he has a cell phone. But Hunter looks at him too. But here's the clip of that guy. You may not be able to hear, but if you can, I'm going to translate for you. Okay, here's the clip.
Hunter, what's your favorite type of crap?
So, in case you couldn't understand it, the guy asked me, he says, Hunter, he says, Hunter, what's your favorite type of crack? And Hunter looks at him, and he kind of smiles. What's your favorite kind of crack? And then he asked him another one that got had Hunter, like, shaking his head. He literally shook his head like, I can't believe this. Oh, my goodness. Things tickle me like that because those are the questions he should be asked. But I think Hunter was like, you don't even know. There's only one kind of crack. Crack is just one kind of crack. It's not like you have different kinds. Oh, that tickled me to no end. Oh, so anyway, Byron Daniels, because they're accusing Hunter of having white privilege, and he does. But it's not just white privilege, as we've learned from Donald Trump. See, Donald Trump, if it was white privilege, Donald Trump would have it. And Byron Daniels corrects the record. Byron Donalds corrects the record. He's a Republican out of Florida, a brother. But here's what he had to say about it.
Oh, look, let's be very clear. This isn't about Hunter Biden's white privilege. It's about Hunter Biden's Democrat privilege. Because Donald Trump Jr. showed up for 5 congressional subpoenas. There was never this circus where he was subpoenaed by House Democrats and he showed up on the Senate side or showed up at the White House to answer in some fake, phony, lame press conference, not actually going to the House and doing what he was compelled by a subpoena to do. Hunter Biden did that. And then he has the unmitigated gall to show up here when we know that we're going through actually the legislation for contempt. By the way, Mr. Chairman, we should actually get to the legislation of contempt. The speechifying is great, but let's do our business, members. He has the gall to come here, show up, and then when the Democrats are saying, hey, he wants to speak, he leaves. This is a joke. This is a farce.
Welcome back, everybody. I agree with Byron Donalds. It is a farce. Orchestrated. The day they're voting Hunter Biden being in contempt, he shows up to show his contempt of their contempt. And he should have been arrested. And I mentioned, arrest him was trending. Hunter Biden was trending. This was yesterday after I did the show. I didn't know what was going on. And now people are like, what are we going to do here? Most of the people wanted him arrested immediately. Republicans in Congress certainly did. Social media, say what you want about it. It is a pretty good barometer, especially when it's dominated by leftists. And you have people saying, arrest him. Should have been arrested on the spot. Here's my question. What would have happened to you? I don't have an answer. I don't really know. I suspect if you were in contempt of Congress, you would get arrested. Now, here's what I would tell you. If I got arrested for contempt of Congress, I would pull the Eric Holder card. I would pull the Hunter Biden card. I would say, how are you going to arrest me and you haven't arrested Eric Holder or you haven't arrested Hunter Biden? You got to love this. This is the true dual system of justice that everybody's been talking about playing out right before your eyes. It's a dual system of justice. Shameful. So, you know, when we need things to showcase how things work in this country, these are the things you get the point to. I know we can have the outrage, and we should. We should be outraged. Let's cover some of the stuff people are saying on social media. One guy commented, he thinks he can control this the way he wants to go. He should be treated like everyone else, shouldn't get special treatment because of his father. He thinks he's completely untouchable. I agree. James said this, when will they arrest this guy? Someone says, WTF? Why wasn't he arrested for interrupting official government business? Maybe he should have pulled an alarm, huh? Oh, that's right. You don't get arrested for that or even the slap on the wrist for doing that. This one, Mike says, and when he saw MTG getting ready to talk, he hightailed it out of there, LOL. One said, lock him up, throw away the keys. This is pervasive, lock him up. And again, there is a lot of lock him up in here. The second, one of the other trend lines was white privilege, and it's loaded with Hunter Biden. And in fact, it had a clip of Joe Biden talking about cocaine, crack cocaine, and how if you're caught with crack, they should be able to throw, it's a mandatory 5-year sentence. Mandatory. Don't even go to a judge. It's mandatory. Then number two, you want to know what Joe Biden said? He says next, they should be able to confiscate everything that you own, from your car to your house, for having crack cocaine. Now look, I've heard of a deterrent. No question about it. But who do you think that legislation would have impacted the most? He didn't say it for cocaine. He said it for crack. Well, you want to know who one of the biggest crackheads on the planet is? Joe Biden's son. Do you think he would want for what he wanted for the black people back in the 70s when he was making that statement? Do you think he wants that for his own son? See, this is what I love about what we do. We get to point out the hypocrisy of these people. Huh. One guy said this is funny. Like a true addict, you don't hear from them for days, and they just show up unannounced like nothing happened. Oh, too funny. This other one, he tweeted this. The Capitol Police and Secret Services demeanor is as if they're escorting royalty. They seem so proud and satisfied. Yeah. One says, well, we'll see the most profound evidence of this two-tier justice system in the country when A.G. Garland does not act on the criminal referral to hold him in contempt. Am I the only one that thinks the A.G. will not act on this, or is this just another thing? I'm going to leave it there. Fannie Willis when we get back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley face off in the final Republican debate before the Iowa caucuses Wednesday night. The debate was hosted by CNN. At the same time, frontrunner Donald Trump held his own town hall event hosted by Fox News not far away in Des Moines. During the televised debate, DeSantis and Haley sparred over a range of topics. Each of the candidates was also asked about what they consider an insurrection to be.
At the end of the day, I will always defend and fight for the Constitution. That's what we should do as Americans. I think what happened on January 6th was a terrible day, and I think President Trump will have to answer for it.
Haley said it's wrong. Former President Trump cannot concede that he lost the election to President Biden in 2020. This is USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I have said for some time that if I had the money that Donald Trump had, and certainly if I had the money of Elon Musk, I would change politics in this country. Now, you don't even need that kind of money, but I'm saying if you were being targeted like Trump and Elon Musk are, and you're a billionaire, I've already told you what I would do. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm a radical. I'll admit it. I'm the guy that's going to get in your face. I'll get in your face to protect my friends. I'll get in your face to protect this country. I'll get in your face, certainly protect my family. And if you even look at me wrong, and I'm talking about, like, you want to do some harm, do I need to tell you I'll get in your face? And I know there are people listening going, Kevin, you're so combative. Yeah, doggone right I am. Yeah. And I'm one of the few things standing between you and all the calls of racism, sexism, homophobia, and all the other crap, because I'm willing to stand in there and take the shrapnel. I'm all, call me whatever you want. You want to know why? Because I know I'm a good human being. Undeserved of the glory and the grace of God that I get every single day. But I'm a good human being as far as human standards go. Oh, heck to the yeah. You can find out more about me at the Kevin Jackson Network. You can find out how good I am by going there or talking to some of my friends. My friends will call up to the show and tell you, Kevin Jackson is a good man. The little town I grew up in wanted to give me the key to the city, but COVID hit. So I guess maybe the person going to give me the key died. I don't know, but they were going to give me the key to the city. They wanted me to come home. Successful Kevin Jackson. So, and this is post me getting fired by Fox. So people are out there looking for me. You know, they seem to think I'm okay. Many of my friends, let me tell you, we hang out, you know, y'all know I'm no different hanging out than I am right now. God is my witness, I'm not. One of the things I tell my son, my youngest son, all the time is, get rid of your mask. He wants to be Mr. Tough Guy, I'm Mr. Cool out there and all that. And I go, okay, be that. If you want to be that with your friends, fine. But when you come home, Mom and Dad, we know who you are, you little snotty nose. But we used to change your diaper, boy. You know what I mean? Don't try to front to your parents. And if you're smart, don't front to anybody. You don't need to. You're good enough. You're good enough, you're smart enough, and you're very nice. I don't want to go, was it smiley on you? But you are. You're good enough. But you know who's not good enough? These leftists. That's what they're afraid of. They're not good enough. And I was going to say this. If I had the coin of Trump or Elon Musk and you mess with me, I would immediately put Kalinda, what's her name, on the Good Wife, these investigators that go find out what the real deal is. When they're doing court stuff, I was shocked when I'm watching this show, The Good Wife. If you want to watch it, it's impressive. It gives you the inside scoop on how things really work in the justice system, folks. And it's ugly. It's ugly. It's like everything that leftists get. It's corrupt. It's what men do. And women. I'm saying human. Humankind. They corrupt everything. Cabals all over the place. Fiefdoms. Kingdoms. I would put private investigators on anybody who came after me. So what did we learn with what's this lady, Kim, what's her face in New York? Turns out she's overestimated values on her property. You know what I mean? I'll
get him. Donald Trump overestimated the value of his property. He's ugly.
It's like Mark Cuban. Donald Trump's just a fake billionaire. I saw his tax returns. He ain't no fake billionaire. He's a legit billionaire. Anybody that makes $587 million in a year, that's not a fake billionaire. I realize that's not a billion. What I'm telling you is that's the money he earned on the things that he's doing. What do you think his value is if he can bring in $580-something million? That's a pretty doggone hefty amount of money. So, you know, I would investigate these people to the fullest. What did we find out about this girl that was the mayor of, was it Cleveland? No, Baltimore. Not Baltimore. Freddie Gray. Anyway, Cleveland, I think it was. Turns out she's buying property in Florida with money that she wasn't supposed to be using. I could go on. All these people are crooks. They want the good life, and they don't want to earn it. Now, some of them are just being targeted. That girl, forget her name, but she was being targeted. She pissed off some Democrat that went, oh, I don't know. So now they went to get her. But I'm not going to feel sorry for her because she bought into that system. But I'm telling you, go after these people. Jesse Waters is talking about what happened with Fannie Willis. You've heard the story, but here it is.
Sex scandal is rocking President Trump's case in Georgia. The Fulton County, Georgia district attorney, Fannie Willis, has been accused of appointing her lover as a special prosecutor in the case against Donald Trump. D.A. Fannie Willis is responsible for taking Trump's mugshot, also allegedly financially benefited from hiring her lover, Nathan Wade, on that Trump case. This is according to a motion that was just filed by Wade, the co-defendant. Now, who is this romantic partner who Fannie Willis hired? He was just a private attorney who's never even tried a felony case. Even the Times says he has, quote, limited experience trying high-profile cases. But get this. Fannie's alleged lover has been paid nearly $1 million in legal fees already. Who authorized the payments? Oh, that would be Fannie. Where'd she get the money? Oh, that's your money. Came from the taxpayers. They've allegedly gone on luxury vacations to Napa Valley, even taking Caribbean cruises. And Fannie isn't even denying that she's hired a guy she's sleeping with to prosecute Trump.
Folks, this happens all the time, every day, all over the country. And the only reason why this one's high profile is because it involves Donald Trump. But this goes on all the time. Michael Roman is the one who filed for this. He's a Trump campaign staffer who, along with 18 other people, got charged with election interference, of course, along with Trump. And it was Fannie Willis who did this in August of 2023. Roman wants the indictment against him dismissed, and for Willis and Wade in the DA's office to be disqualified from prosecuting the case. And, of course, Trump's not going to argue against this because that's what should happen. She effectively set up her boyfriend so he could get hundreds of thousands of new dollars completely. He's not even capable of doing it. He's never prosecuted a criminal case. This is not in his wheelhouse, but it was one of these affirmative action appointments who said, you know what, now that I have control of the money, I'm going to start hooking people up. This is Marion Barry on steroids. All these black leaders that get into these positions of power do the same thing. And here's the rationalization. They say, well, the white folks been doing it. And I'm not going to argue that. I agree. White folks have been getting, white leftists have been getting away with this kind of stuff for decades. When I call them leftists, I'm saying people willing to get something for nothing. That is a leftist. They've been doing it for decades. Hooking each other up for millions and millions, billions of dollars, and everybody turning a blind eye. But is that supposed to make it right? I mean, when it happens, you're supposed to get in there and say, see, it's not going to happen again. Not on my watch. But you know what these turncoat sellout leftists do? These black leftists? They do the same thing. She hooked up her boyfriend. He got the money. So she said, now, look, I got you that money. You better be taking me on some vacations. And he was like, well, what am I going to do? I mean, he had the best thing going. I love this. This is the letter, another part of the story. It says, the motion offers no concrete evidence of a romantic relationship between Wilson and Wade or of the trips they allegedly took together, but cites sources close to the pair. Roman's lawyer, Ashley Merchant, said it was not filed, quote, without considerable forethought, research, or investigation. I go back to this. You give me a private investigator, I will get you out of any situation that a leftist is involved, has got you involved in. Every one of those suckers are crooks. They're scandalous. They're scumbags. They are doing something illegal. They're covering it up. And the more I watch this show, I've been watching The Good Wife, the more I'm like, man, I want wiretaps. I want private investigators. I'm going to do set up honey traps. I'm going to do everything it takes to get them out. Because if you're going to serve in the public arena, you should be trustworthy. You have to be unimpeachable. And there's so few people that do that, that can be that. It takes a level of maturity that most people, quite frankly, never get to. It's only a handful of people that get to that. So, what do you think some of these, what do you think we'd find on Jack Smith? What do you think we'd find on this prosecutor out of Alvin Bragg and the other people in New York? All these people that have waged 91, put 91 indictments against Donald Trump. If Donald Trump put a private investigator on each of them, those cases will be dropped with a quickness. And the same is true of these crooked FBI agents. We all are supposed to believe that they have the best interests of the people in mind and all that, and they only want to get them heinous criminals. No, they don't. They're political operatives of the Democrats and the leftists.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Annie Willis. Now that's a woman that sees color. No doubt about it. One of these racist, sexist, misandrist that hates men, particularly white men, but she hates men, but not her man. Oh, no, no, no. Anyway, there's more controversy brewing around Fannie Willis, and let me just say this, government is rotten to the core right now. It's rotten to the core. I'm all for government. I think we must have government because government gives us governance, and if you have good people that are doing the right things, that's good government, but it should be limited. You don't want people to get so entrenched in government that they get a power that it's like they make movies about this. My Precious, The Ring, you know, some artifact or, you know, where you go where it's nothing but evil. And they're warning you that there is this power that's inherent. There's something that can happen when you get this level of power, and few people can handle it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I can handle the power. Look at the power I have over you, the Svengali-like effect I have for you to listen to this program every day, some of you. You can't do, you're like, Kevin, where's my program, baby? Where's my program? You're like heroin addicts, which is good. This is good, good heroin. Word inspired by my Heavenly Father, because I'm telling you right now, I have no agenda. I'm not trying to convince you to do anything. I tell you all the time, you can do what you want with your money. I hope you give it to us. I hope you decide we're worth the $20 a month for you to become one of our warriors to help us do what we do. But if you don't, I'm not mad at you. I can't be mad at you. It's your choice. You have all the power. Good for you. And the sooner you learn that you have that power, the better. Anyway, I want to get back to Fanny. I went to school with a girl named Fanny. Mm-hmm. Fanny dated Bobby. And I remember when Fanny got pregnant in high school and ran hurdles. I'm not lying. This is a true story. She ran hurdles so the baby would abort. And it did. It absolutely did. True story. I hope everybody's doing well, though. I hope Fanny's doing well and she's found peace and happiness and whatever else. Made some mistakes, obviously, as a kid. But this Fanny Willis that we're talking about now, she's not a child. No, she is a racist who's been put in power for the leftists to do their bidding, and she is a minion. She is one of the part of the Negro Project that says, I'm going to put you in charge. You're not worth it. You're affirmative action. You don't even understand it. I'm going to give you power, and you're going to exercise and wield that power the way I tell you, and that's exactly what's happening now. And Newt Gingrich was on Charlie Kirk's show, and here's what he had to say about it.
That I am told, this is hearsay, but I am told by a reliable source, that Friday evening, somebody from Washington called the district attorney in Atlanta and said, you have to indict on Monday. We have to cover up all of the mistakes we just made with Weiss. And she said, apparently, my jurors aren't coming back till Tuesday. And they said, you didn't hear me. You have to indict on Monday. And she said, well, they're not going to get here before noon. They said, it doesn't matter. She said, this means it's going to be 8 or 9 or 10 o'clock at night. She said, it doesn't matter. We need the news media shifting.
Who made that phone call?
We don't know. And I'm telling you up front, this is hearsay, but it's from a person who has remarkably good sources.
I totally believe it, though, because that would explain why they leaked and they messed up on the clerk document, why she was exhausted, and why they had the 11 p.m. press conference, Mr. Speaker.
Welcome back, everybody. Let me put this in context. So the Monday night they're talking about was August the 14th of 2023, and they needed to divert attention from what they call the Weiss screw-up, and that screw-up originated on July 19th of 2023, so a full month earlier, when the IRS whistleblowers testified before Congress about the Department of Justice and Weiss blocking investigators from filing federal charges against Hunter Biden. That's what this is all about. Also, they tipped off Hunter about search warrants that were about to come, and they prevented witness interviews, restricted any investigation into Joe Biden. She coordinated with the White House. Fannie Willis coordinated with the White House to get this other thing in play so they could divert attention away from Weiss. That's the contention. And what Charlie Kirk said at the end was, it certainly coincides with her having an 11 p.m. press conference that sort of validates all that. See, all this is a distraction. And you know that. I don't need to tell you. They go on to say this. Chuck Grassley released an FBI 1023 form detailing the $10 million bribery scheme that involved Biden, Joe Biden, and Hunter Biden. 1 week later, George Noreika dismantled Weiss's unprecedented sweetheart immunity deal for Hunter and questioned why the DOJ granted full-scale immunity to Hunter Biden for unrelated crimes. You guys remember this? In the weeks that followed, the House Oversight Committee released bank records showing payments to the Bidens from Russia, Kazakhstan, Ukraine. Representative James Comer disclosed over 170 suspicious activity reports. submitted to six banks, or I should say by six banks, to the Treasury Department that implicated the Biden family in money laundering, human trafficking, and tax fraud. I mean, this is just a recap of everything else that you know, but the point is this. It's coordinated. It's not out of the blue. This is a strategy. These are people that are so hell-bent on protecting themselves and pointing the finger elsewhere, they're willing to do anything. And then Paul Ryan and people wonder, why do we gravitate? Why do we say we like Trump more the more you indict him? Because we know they're lying. And the only question for me is, why don't these people jump on board? Why doesn't Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney, why can't they, Mark Cuban and others, why can't they admit, you know what? Trump's right. They've targeted him. They've gone after him. This is wrong. We need to be standing behind this guy. Why can't they do that? Why haven't they done that? Leading up to Friday, August 11th of 2023, when Garland appointed Weiss as special counsel, despite prior false statements to Congress that Weiss already had the authority to file charges against Hunter, further exposing the DOJ's corruption. Garland appointed Weiss after he was the attorney who approved Hunter Biden's unprecedented sweetheart deal. An IRS whistleblower testified before Congress that Weiss had obstructed the investigation into the Bidens for the last 5 years. And they go on to say this. This would explain why Fannie Willis leaked the indictment prematurely on Monday, August 24th, before holding a press conference at a quarter to midnight, shifting the media's focus away from the DOJ, protecting Biden, and Fannie Willis indicting Trump. And as revealed, they write, in yesterday's court filings, Nathan Wade, Fannie Willis's lead prosecutor, held meetings with the Biden White House counsel at the beginning and near the end of her grand jury, strategically coordinating Biden's prosecution of Trump. We have a corrupt government at all levels. And look, I'm going to tell you this. It so has me angry. I watch these shows now on TV about how the inner workings between lawyers, big firms, and these various corporate judges and what have you. And there's a reason why these guys will charge you $2,000 an hour. They can go to somebody and get something done that a guy that you pay $200 an hour can't even get a meeting. It is all a stranglehold on a system that says we will reward who we choose and we will punish who we want to, and you can do nothing about it. That's where we are. And I don't care whether it's Kim What's-Her-Face up in New York, or it's Fannie Willis, or it's Alvin Bragg, or it's Jack Austin, or whomever. All these people are crooked. They get their marching orders, they do it, and they do it why? Because it's their paycheck. And somebody has convinced them that ideologically, they're right. As Melissa would say all the time, it's for the greater good, Kev. My wife says it all the time. When we're talking about watching these shows or talking about some of these stuff, she'll say, but you do know it's for the greater good. It's become the joke. It's like, you know, climate change is the biggest existential threat to mankind. How many of those are there out there now? How many things are there that are for the greater good? And we find out later, we're not for the greater good. They are for the greater goodness of the elite that want to sell us down the road. And they've done it. These people don't solve our problems. They don't want to. They want us to have more problems.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.